2020 will go down as a year of great change, a year of great disruption. And perhaps when we look back on it, a year of great opportunity, perhaps for the increasing unemployed, for the personal debt that is skyrocketing, for the national debts around the world that is skyrocketing, and for the challenges for businesses. Generally, perhaps 2020 won't seem like a great year right now. But the reality is, right now is a good time to take control, to make the choices that you need to make, to make the decisions that will impact the future. Now, we've gone through various lockdowns, in different countries, different lockdowns. In the UK, we had a long, pretty tough lockdown, but the weather was good. We could get outside. Now we're in a slightly less restrictive lockdown, and I think a lot of retailers have learned better to adapt. A lot of companies are far more flexible and have learned to adapt as well. And that's because they've chosen to. That's because they've made the decision to, this time, we're going to look at the past, we're going to learn from it, and we are going to make some conscious decisions. Now, choosing is something that we all get to do. It's probably, if you like, our greatest superpower. Now, when we're kids, we all want to be a various superhero of one description or another, and we all invent these fantastic superpowers that we would like to have. But as a grown adult, we realize that, flying through streets or becoming invisible just probably isn't possible. But we do have a superpower, and that superpower is the power to choose, the power to make decisions. That's your superpower. You have the ability to choose what happens next. You have the ability to make the decisions. Now, some people have suffered through lockdown. They've struggled emotionally, mentally. We accept that, and it is challenging. And I will hold my hand up and say I've struggled at time with some of the challenges of lockdown. I think everyone has. Fatigue, too much TV, too much sedentary, sitting around too much, not a change of pace throughout the course of the day. That's really challenging, and that actually drives fatigue. So choose to do something different. I'm not talking about just go for a walk. No, make a fundamental difference. But also the conversations we're having, the same conversation, the different conversations, but they're at the same tempo when they're on video calls. Try and find a way to vary that. Try and join different networking groups. Go out of your comfort zone and find something different to do. But challenge yourself. Choose to do something different. The thing we need to choose is how we live through each day, separating work from home life. Now, it is sometimes difficult for a lot of people. Your laptop's on the dining table and it's always there even when you're having dinner because you don't have the space to do anything else. But try and separate them too. We read about people doing virtual commutes. They go for a 15-minute walk in the morning. Absolutely fantastic because that works for you. Change the regime, change what you do, mix it up, but separate work from home. Do you really need your phone on all the time? Do you really need it next to your bed? Why not just leave it in what is now the office? And speaking of that's affected the way people sleep. Sleep patterns are disrupted. There's a thing about black and blue light and exposure to them affects sleep patterns. So try and understand that. Make a choice. Choose again to step away from your phone for a period of time or from the laptop for a period of time. Change your diet. Choose to eat and drink healthier. And choose the better lifestyle that you want. Yes, it is a challenge, but choose to make the changes that matter. We binge on box sets and people have been saying, oh, we're in lockdown, I'm going to learn a language. But nobody ever did, right? We talked about these great things we're going to do. You've not learnt another language until now. Why are you suddenly going to do it now? So choose something that you can do. Choose something that is perhaps slightly beyond your comfort zone, but that is realistic. Have a plan. All right. Create projects. If it's a weekend and you want to step away from work and you don't want to, that's great. Don't have a list. Okay, a list is a work thing. If you want to go and spend time in the garden and there's a whole load of stuff to do, that's great. have a list mentally, roughly in the back of your head, but find other stuff to do. And it doesn't matter if the list doesn't get done. Don't get too regimented. Choose to relax, choose to unwind, choose to create personal space, personal time. The ability to choose, as I've said, is our greatest superpower. And there's a lady I know very well, Dr. Marina Bruni, absolutely brilliant. She's one of the key advocates of how thoughts become things, in association with Bob Proctor, Dennis Waitley and Douglas Vermeeren. And she's absolutely right when she talks about thoughts do become things. So choose the thoughts that you want to deliver the future you want. So whether that's making a change of how you work, what you do for work, what you do for a living, whether that's the balance you have at home, whether that's the lifestyle, but make the choice. And remember, choice is a journey, not a destination. In other words, it's a choice that moves you a step nearer your target, and another choice will move you a step nearer, and another choice. And if you keep making those choices, keep making those conscious decisions, you will get nearer and nearer your goals. But also consider the alternatives. Accept that some choices are actually, they don't work out to be the right choices. So that's okay. You know, accept the failure, embrace the learning from the failure, and move forward. Make the better choice the next time around. But choice is about taking control. If you don't make the conscious decision, if you don't choose, you are not in control. And if you're not sure what choices to make, there's a phrase, you know, go with your gut. There is part of your brain, part of your body that we never truly understand, that, you know, just gives you a clue to something. So go with it. Trust your feelings as much as you're working through the ideas. So the right to choose, the ability to choose, is your greatest superpower. And the question is, what are you going to do about it now? What are you going to do today to choose to make something different that is going to propel you to where you want to be in the future? The changes you need to do. Choose where you work, how you work, how much effort you put in, how much time you save for yourself. Choose your lifestyle you want. Do you want to be committed to your work, or do you want a slightly different balance? Do you feel that there's not enough time, effort and work in your life, and actually perhaps now is the time to make the commitment to do more? But choose what happens next, and don't fight against what is happening, but make a conscious decision to choose the journey that you want to give you the outcome you need. I work for Mission 23. We help companies make those decisions. We help companies choose the right path to grow their business, to develop their business, to ensure that they become more profitable, to make the changes that they are needed to improve their performance and their operations. It is, even with the business, it's all about choice. So when you look back on 2020, look back on 2020 as a positive year when choices were made, when you chose to do things differently.